Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you having a marvelous, a fantastic, amazing day afternoon, no matter what's going on in your life. Things are much better than we think. Sometimes things go on we don't understand. It's okay to not understand. The thing about it is the three things I always say. I laugh because people say, you say this all the time, but it's so true. You have to believe, you have to trust, and you have to walk out your destiny. Things, things you don't understand, you just have to say, I don't understand. You know, make sure you get the information, do your due diligence, and the next time you make a decision, things will be better. You have a perspective of things being good or bad. The thing I tell people is blink twice, because the first perspective, you may didn't look at it just right. But the next time, after you have information, after you have meditated on a thing, after you actually have sat down and not be selfish in a matter, guess what? You can have a different perspective. So just blink twice when things happen. You know, we love you here at Good Deeds. You thank you so much for your support. We just thank you for all the things that you do to make us continue to be international, the things that we do and say. You know, I just want to let you know that a lot of people are just having, I guess the best word is they have lost hope. But you don't lose hope. Don't lose hope, because if you're in your purpose, guess what? I'm in my purpose. All the things we do are good deeds, all the things that I have been entrusted to do, you know, from the radio, the TV, you know, also the nonprofit organizations and the publishing company, and also with me being a minister. The thing is, I was created to help you shine your light to the world. I was created to help you share your message with the world as well. And that is your goals, your dreams, the things that's inside of you, the things that actually, when you sleep at night, you toss and turn because you say, I need to birth this baby, and the baby is your dreams, your goals, and all of those things that's inside of you. A lot of times we do have to go through ups and downs, okay, in order for that to manifest. So we actually have to say the three things again. I know you know them by heart. Believe, trust, and walk out your destiny. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a little commercial break, and then we're going to actually chime in and get our guests on board, and we're going to actually, I'm going to have one of our premium sponsors say a little bit. We're going to pray a song. You know, I just love Minister Appointed. So we're going to play some of her song. It's called Opposites. And when we're going to do that, afterwards we'll see what we actually have here for you here on Good Deeds.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive, and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
I'm just an ordinary person, living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your Son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see to live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith and not by sight, your power and not my own might, and I live to die so you can increase and I decrease. You're wonderful, yes you are,
tremendous, yes you are,
yeah,
exceptional,
yeah,
yes you are,
and I see, but I see. So
is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know, oh, I love that song. I love her. She's a great person. She's a great spiritual sister for me. But, you know, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I just want to say we have a lot of people online, but the guest for today, please hit star one. Hit star one, star one, so we can kind of get started here. Star one, star one. But, you know, I can just roll. My team is telling me, you know, whatever, whatever. But star one for our guest that's going to be on today. We actually have a lot of things that's going on with the platform. I have earned a new name. So some of my branding will be changing just a slightly. Same platform builder, but in regards of the radio and TV and publishing, some you'll see some things, a hashtag, be seen, be heard, get paid, expert. And that's because some people have had success when they actually go by the strategies that we actually, when we coach them. And if you want some information about that in regards to Good Deeds Radio and TV platform, the speaking platform we have, please go to ReneeSunday.com. Again, that is R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y. And we also have a publishing company, SundayPublishingCompany.com. And all of our information is there that you can actually find out more information or anything about that. But what we're going to do, we actually, the guest for today is actually, I love her. She's a wealth stylist. I just love that. And we actually going to have her come in, and she empowers people. And, you know, money and success, that we got to have some money now, you know, but it's a strategy of how you can get it, number one. And get it honestly. Number two, how to maintain it. And, of course, how to support other people and give, you know, give to charities that, you know, resonates with your soul, the things that we have to help other people. You know, the saying we say in the word is we are blessed to be what? A blessing. I know you hear that slang all the time, but that's what we need to be. We need to be able to help our fellow man. And that means man is generic for man, woman, girl, boy. Okay, but we don't want to delay. We're going to get her on in here. We have none other than the wealth stylist, Natasha M. Campbell. Are you there?
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Welcome to Good Deeds. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you so much, Dr. Sunday, for allowing me to pour into your audience on purpose and in love. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, we have our pen, we have our paper ready. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and the things that's going on in your life.
Oh, thank you so much. My name is Natasha M. Campbell, the Wealth Stylist. I'm a personal financial coach, certified educator, and light worker. And I say light worker because my purpose is to light up the world by empowering millions of women to live happier, financially healthier, and more fulfilled in life. And let me just say, for many years, when you were talking about purpose, I denied myself the invitation to embrace my destiny and fulfill my purpose. And most times we settle for too little because it requires us to stretch past our comfort. And being stretched is a prerequisite for our purpose. And I had a problem with that. I was trying to bargain with the creator for an easy pass, like a kid at Disney, to move from point A to point B. And so I really had to do some soul searching, some deep down work in real talk, meaning that what I was saying or asking is for me to be perfect before I stepped out to serve. And I know that no one has met that description at this time, and ever, you know. And so that was a powerful revelation for me. And there was a lot of limiting beliefs and life experiences that were connected to me not stepping out to serve. So when I started to pull back the layers of the lies, and to the listeners that are listening, I just want to say it is not your weakness and failures that have the potential to abort your mission. It's really how you see and choose to respond to them, because nothing can really separate you from your purpose. And so I really want to make sure that I emphasize on that. And so I empower women to own who they are, to be confident in themselves, their money, and their purpose. And so I remind them that purpose was already predestined. It's really, the world is just waiting for us to show up. So the universe is not accidental. It's very intentional. So we don't have the right to deny ourselves or insult the way that we've been fashioned and formed, because to say that means that we're rejecting our existence. And so no one wants to do that over themselves. So as, you know, being featured in U.S. News, Go Banking Race, NASDAQ, Yahoo Finance, and a couple of other online platforms is really just a ripple effect to me saying yes, to me saying yes to my purpose, to me showing up for the people that I'm called to serve. And so, you know, I don't believe no one should feel ashamed about their financial mistakes. When I started my journey to developing a healthy relationship with money, I really was at a point of brokenness. I was broken spiritually, emotionally, and financially. You know, I was hiding behind this, like, impressive, educated facade because I started college very early at a very young age. And this expensive attire, and sometimes we hide behind those things. And the truth is, for me, I was illiterate to relating to money. At one point in my life, I had no savings. I had multiple credit cards maxed out. I mean, I had the people-pleasing syndrome, you know, given to things that were not in alignment with my goals. I was not consistent to committing to a spending plan. I was unemployed for several months, causing me to feel like afraid and alone, combined with being a mom of a premature daughter who was born at 27 weeks. And so what I began to realize is that unless I really start to do something different, a day would come that my financial mess would be part of her story. And I did not want that to happen for her. And so the breakthrough came as a result of understanding, you know, rebuilding a healthy relationship with money is really more than just numbers, it's mindset. So even though I had a bachelor's in finance and real estate practice in financial dysfunction, and so I know this to be true, it's not just knowledge, it's your attitude to relating with money, because we're always relating to money. When we buy, save, invest, borrow, and give, money will be the longest running relationship we have in our lives. So money affects every area of our lives. So it's so important that we create this healthy relationship to money. I know I'm rambling. I'm so sorry. You can stop me if you need to.
Oh, no. This is great information that you're saying. I just love it. Because I have to chime in a little bit on, because I had to do that myself. Is how you were brought up, because I was brought up in poverty. I don't keep it a secret. But I worked hard. My parents did not play the radio, you know, the radio at the old fan. But and I know you probably have to deal with this on a daily basis, coaching people around, mm-hmm. you know, what they grew up, the experiences they've had with money. Ooh, it takes a while to kind of break that. That's not a microwave world.
Yes. No. Yeah. It's not. And I always say that's not an excuse. Because I've been through that situation as well. I grew up in a poverty-stricken environment, and that's not an excuse. We all have a right to choose. We all have a choice. And so it's a matter of a choice, you know. So it's choosing to make sure that you rebuild that healthy relationship with money. And like I said, it's not just about numbers. It's really about you. It's really about the mindset. And so that's where we begin. We always start with you, assessing where you are, because money can become very emotional for some people because we attach so many things to money. And money is really just a tool to get us to move the goals that we have forward.
Mm. I like that.
When I started,
I'm gonna have to write that one down.
When I started, my start really. No. That's okay. My start, and maybe this will help someone, but my start to understanding the emotional attachment I had to relating with money was recorded in a money journal. For me, it started with a money journal because I left my home at a very young age. I was planning at 16, moved out at 17, out into the world and learning how to experience and relate to money without having that training. So yes, I've had a lot of breakdowns, but I've also had a lot of breakthroughs. And one of the best things that I've put into practice is actually having a money journal, because it was an intimate space for me to record my feelings and also for a place for me to see where I have grown and things that I want to improve. It was like a sense of transparency for me. So if anyone is looking to assess where they are, I would say start with the money journal. Start with a very inexpensive money journal. Start recording how you're feeling and how you're relating to money. And that for me was one of the moments of my breakthrough. So
wow.
Yes, yes. And then working through my money issues, I found that there were very few services for women like me. So I need a service that's willing to guide my inner journey from pain, fear, and shame, because we hold ourselves hostage to a lot of negativity with money. There's a lot of negative dialogue, because we can have a conversation with our girlfriends or whomever about our children, our relationship, our health, but we won't touch the topic of money. Money is like a taboo topic. And so I needed a space or a service for me where I can guide my inner journey from that pain, that fear and shame, to one of hope, self-esteem, and abundance. And so that's why I created my company, Lifestyle Success Unlimited, because I'm passionate about empowering women to be confident about themselves, their money, and to enjoy a lifestyle that fosters true abundance on your terms, not what the world says, but on your terms. That's really important that we get that.
Yeah, you're right about that, because the world has all these different guidelines. But I want to go back, and I know you know, again, this is something that you have to deal with, and I actually have to deal with that as well with media coaching, because I had to go through that myself. When we get past the mindset, which that, you know, we're not rushing that, tell us a little more about how you empower us and make us, not, you know, just get in our mind that we can have, you know, because abundance, you know, we always talk about abundance, prosperity, and things like that. And I love the idea about the money, Juno. Oh, wow. But when we come and get services from you, tell us some of the things that we can actually take advantage of, because what we want to have this mindset. I mean, even listening to you, we're on radio, but it's like I can see your face and the passion that you drive, that you have, that you want others to be financially stable and that we can actually be abundant on our own terms, like you said.
Well, today I'm going to talk about five financial secrets that will help you that will really empower you to relate to your money more easily. Your listeners can have access to this online at my website, wealthstylist.com. It's a free get access to, and I'll send them an email when they opt in to put their email into the Dropbox. And basically, they'll get access to the five financial secrets to help them. Financial secrets to change how they think about money. And so I can go ahead and go into that if that's okay.
Yes.
And so the first one is creating a financial calendar. Life happens, but don't allow that to be your excuse for not being accountable with your finances. And so what I always say is schedule money dates, schedule money appointment reminders, just like you would for your doctor's appointment, your car tune-up. I want you to make sure that you can use your day planner, whatever planner you have in place. I like to have we have a planner on our refrigerator for each month, and we write down what's happening in that week so that there's full transparency in our household of what's going on. And one of the important aspects of that calendar is having money days where we sit down and have discussions about our finances. And so we do that on a Financial Friday. That's what we consider it in my family, Financial Fridays, where we sit down, review where we're at with our goals based on where we want to go with our vision. So the first thing I would recommend is creating a financial calendar. The second thing I would recommend is establishing a tune-up, a resource fund. And so most people are like, what is a resource fund? I'm not fond of the word emergency, because by definition, that means an unforeseen combination of circumstances. And so for me, instead of focusing on what could go wrong, I believe it's important that we have a plan or resources in place that allows us to stand from a position of strength. And so creating a resource fund should be about $1,000 or more, depending on your financial dynamics or your family size, and that should be kept in a separate account other than your expenses. And make sure, for me, it's important to automate, because that takes the human error out of it. And I often get this, well, Natasha, I don't have enough to save. And I said, well, okay, where do you work at? And they tell me, I said, well, what if your employer came in and said, you know what, today business is going slow. I'm only able to give you, I'll have to reduce your pay by 2%. What would you do? Oh, I'll have to adjust my expenses. Okay, so then why can't we do that now and use that additional fund to foster or, you know, pour into your resource fund? And so most of the time it's really about shifting the perspective of how we choose to save. And automating is another great way to do that. The third thing that I would suggest to the listeners is vision, creating a vision and setting a spending plan. I don't like to say the word budget because to me it just feels like a diet. And so that don't work for me. And so having a spending plan is really what you're saying is, I have a spending plan to describe what I want to accomplish with my money. That's all it is. A spending plan is just saying, this is what I want to do with my money that's in alignment with my goals. And so that's why it's so important to have the vision. And so creating at least three financial goals that you want to achieve. For us, in my personal life, we're doing a family vacation. Typically, me and my husband would just go and take like a couple's kind of retreat and go without the kids, and that gives us time to rekindle our relationship. But my 10-year-old daughter, she's like, well, you know, I like that plan, but how about you include us into it? And so that's one of our family goals. Right before the new year, we did like a vision boarding party with each other, and we post the vision boards up so that we can remember what we want, what our goals are. And oftentimes we don't keep those goals in front of us to know what it is we want to achieve. So I would also say, make sure your goals are visible so that you keep your eyes, you bring it into the forefront of your awareness is really what you want to do. And you start looking for ways to have, you know, accomplish those goals. So have a vision, set a spending plan. Number four, I would say is check your credit. You can go to Annual Credit Report. You can go to Credit Karma to get your free credit report, and you want to just scan through it, see if there's any discrepancies, and if they are, then you need to choose to go about correcting them. Like I said, Annual Credit Report is a great resource. AnnualCreditReport.com is a great resource. You can get access to your credit report from all three national credit reporting agencies, and you're entitled to get one free every year. I like Credit Karma, and you can access your credit score and your report through Credit Karma as well. And then number five is the mindset again. We're going to banish that negative thinking. So your words, I believe, have power over your life. And so sometimes I hear people say, I'll never, I can't, and I won't. And for me, what you're really doing is this, is setting yourself up to stay where you're planted. You're focusing on your worries instead of your possibilities. And one thing that I would suggest is that your listeners come up with a money mantra or affirmation. I love affirmations. I'm a lover of affirmations. And I actually posted on social media today a new blog post that I put out about three steps to make affirmations work for you. I believe it's very important that we're always affirming ourselves in a positive way. And I kind of consider affirmations to be like music. You know, when you listen to your favorite tune, your head start bopping, you know, your hands start moving, and you start smiling, your energy begins to change. And that's how I consider affirmation. Reminding you of positive, you know, a positive energy source, reminding you of positive phrases, of positive things that you want to happen into your life. And so those are the five financial secrets that your listeners can take advantage of. If they go to my website at wealthstylist.com, they can have a free PDF file access to this as well.
Ooh, I love, you know, we all love free gifts. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, please don't devalue this. I mean, golly, this is a great information. I'm like, oh, Lord, I was just writing. But then I went to the website and got the information. But we have to have the right, and I love it how the affirmation, I'm a big affirmation person as well. I have written books and stuff on affirmation. So I'm a big affirmation. You know, some people, ladies and gentlemen, call them confessions. Some people call them, like you said, mantras. But the key is what you said so wonderfully, that blog post we need to get, because people love to say they don't work. Well, if you repeat the same thing over and not believing it, you know, that's a whole nother. We have to have a whole nother radio show on that. But I want to get back to, I want to thank you wow, those are some powerful tips that we actually, and then when we finish reading these, we need to contact you to go to the next step, because that was a great start, but we got to get that funding, we got to get that together for emergency, because I'm telling you, you know, we pray, I'm going to bring it all home now here, we pray, but you know, I'm not going to say the bad word, but, you know, things do happen. And you got to have an emergency fund, especially if you have elderly parents and you have kids and stuff like that. Because the thing about it, when the car breaks down, it's not scheduled. And all the something happened with the roof and et cetera. So I thank you for getting us straight on that. We actually have to have that emergency fund. That is so powerful. But, you know, I want to do this because we want to make sure we get that free gift so we can we can actually move forward with you and we'll be part of your tribe. But tell us, because time goes by so quickly here, tell us if you have any other concerns or anything else we need to get right now. And then follow up how we could support you on social media, and please give us your website one more time, please.
No problem, and thank you so much for the compliment. My website is www.wealthstylist, and that's one word, .com. I'm also all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, as the same, Wealth Stylist. So you can find me on any of those social media platforms. And I do personal financial coaching. So if your listeners want to participate in receiving financial coaching, there's a tab that says work with me, and they can choose private coaching. And we can talk about ways that I could help to better support them. There's an opportunity for them to do a free 15-minute consultation to see if we would be a good fit. And if they have any, you know, specific questions that I might be able to answer, and I could support them through that. So they can go ahead and click on that private coaching, and it'll open it up to my calendar, and that'll give them access to setting up a 15-minute session with me. There are other ways, is through the blog post. I'm actually redesigning that blog section so that it's more impactful and more powerful, with a lot more strategies that people can actually take. And, you know, we really want things that are simple and practical. Sometimes we think of our finances and we think of all these things that we need to do. And I always say, chunk it, take a little bit at a time and do some of this and do some of that. And by the time you do all of those small pieces, you'll be able to reap that large reward. So you want to make sure that you're chunking, doing small things at a time, moving you closer towards your goals. So blog posts, social media, working with me. There's some things in the shop that they can have access to that are digital courses as well. I'm also opening up for speaking engagements. So there's multiple ways, if you go to my website, to discover how I can partner with you and how I can serve. So I hope that's been helpful.
Oh, no, this has been great. I actually, the team will be contacting you for another, but we thank you. Oh, my God. Cause no offense, I'm going to just be real for a minute. A lot of times when people talk about money, it's, how can I say it in a nice way? You don't understand what they're saying. They start with dividend. Well, tell me what a dividend is, because everybody in the audience may not know what that means. So you just really, you know, you really talk to us that we can understand, because people get nervous when it comes to money. You know, that's one of those things that people get nervous to talk about. Well, I thank you for that. So I really appreciate you being in your purpose, of course, and then also, of course, being here with us on Good Deeds.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I can honestly relate to, because I've met several women who are overwhelmed by that. I've studied personal finance, so I understand what that means. But really, to, you know, the non-personal financial person, you really want to make sure that you're relatable. You want to make sure that you're relatable and that they're understanding what it is that you're talking about. And I never want to confuse my audience. I always say that I have three commitments. The first one is to love you to life. The second one is to be truly honest and transparent with you. And then the third one is to always make sure that I'm adding value to you. And so to do that means that I have to be relatable to speaking in the terms that you can understand, so that you can start taking steps so that you can transform your financial experience. So the name The Wealth Stylist came up as a result of me saying that I want to help women become the designers of their personal and financial life. So that's how the name The Wealth Stylist was born.
Oh, wow. I love it. I'm a branding kind of person, so I love it. Thank you so much, Natasha M. Campbell, for being here. We love what you're doing, and we continue to support you in the things that you're doing. But thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, we got to replay this quick, and make sure you get all those links. We're going to actually put them on Facebook and on our website if you missed the free gift offer and also those two items for the free credit report. You know, we love you, love you, love you here at Good Deeds. The goal is to always give you value, just like Natasha said, because all of us have to be in our purpose so we can help each other. We can help each other. That's the most important thing. But you know what we do here at Good Deeds? We love you, love you, love you. You got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk out your destiny. Don't stop. You know I have to say it. Don't stop. Get it, get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.